This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Vanita Sakar, News Talk 830 WCCO. Joining me now is Tyler Labine, an actor who plays Dr. Iggy Frome on the NBC drama that airs tonight, New Amsterdam. Happy New Year, Tyler. How are you?
Happy New Year to you, too. 2022 just sounds weird, doesn't it?
It really does. Good thing we don't write checks much anymore, because I always used to mess that up at the beginning of a year.
That's... Every time. Me, too. And for, like, the first, like, couple weeks, not just, like, the first one.
Exactly. Exactly. Got to ask you how, you know, obviously this pandemic, the last 2 years, affected all of us in many different ways. What has it been like to be an actor during a pandemic? How are you guys navigating things?
Yeah, you know, successfully, thankfully, but it wasn't without its adjustments, you know. One of the things I glommed onto early as an actor was like, oh, man, we get to goof off on set. This is like a place to have fun. I loved the set environment more than I loved the craft of acting as a child. You know, it's just like, that's why I wanted to do it. Things have changed as I've gotten older, and I love the, you know, the discipline and the craft of acting, but I still love that on-set camaraderie. And can't have that anymore. We don't have it. We have to sit in separate rooms, and we take different vans, and we don't table read together, and we don't lunch together. And, you know, it's all, we block the scenes and rehearse the scenes with masks on, and then the first time you're saying those words out loud is on camera, like you're being recorded, you know, without a mask on. So things have, like, changed. They've changed, but I'm really also very grateful that we were able to navigate this and keep our jobs and keep telling the story. And this show has been such a gift because there's a lot of pain that we all carry around in regards to this pandemic personally and what's happened to us in our lives. And I wasn't able to see my children for like 4 months at a time in season three. And it was really hard, but this show decided to lean into it and tell the stories of this pandemic and what's happening to people in general. And I was able to put a lot of my pain into the show, you know. So it's been really like been difficult, but also like a blessing to have a place to put all my pain and sort of anger about this pandemic into a productive place. I think, you know, a place that maybe was able to tell some stories that could help people feel seen.
That's an interesting perspective, just having that outlet for you. Now, you play an attending child psychiatrist who likes to think outside the box. I'm curious, do you have a new appreciation for healthcare workers? I think we all look to them during this pandemic and just are so amazed by everything they do. Do you feel any differently, and do you bring anything to your role because of it?
Absolutely. Even just, we have two of our medical consultants on this show. Dr. Jeff and Lisa Wing, who we work very closely with. I don't as much because I'm in a different department of the, you know, the hospital, but I see them all the time. And they were sort of, we were all in touch on a giant thread through the beginning of the pandemic, the cast and crew and everybody. And hearing their experience juxtaposed to like the rest of us who were like, oh man, I'm so tired of being in my apartment. And there's, you know, Lisa Wing and Dr. Jeff, like, you know, telling us about friends theirs who had passed away, you know, working in the hospital and how much pain and suffering they'd seen. It put a lot of things in perspective for me, you know. And I think when we all started clapping at 7 p.m. for the medical community at large, I think that was globally, that was a new level of appreciation and respect and admiration for the people who are on the front lines of this crazy virus, you know. And I continue to show respect you're right, through my performance and the way that I handle things and tell the stories on the show. And that's not even really down to me. That's the way they write the show. It's the way our showrunner and our writers have decided to kind of very honestly portray what is happening and tell people's story, including the medical community at large. So, yeah, I feel like we're using this as an opportunity to sort of highlight and sing the praises of the medical community.
I think people will appreciate that a lot. As you kind of reach out to people who, you know, are maybe interested in watching this show, besides some of the things you've already mentioned, what sets this show apart? There are a lot of medical shows out there and, you know, different perspectives on it. What makes this show different?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. You know, like, I'm not a huge medical drama fan myself. I recognize their merits, and I see why people like them. High-stakes environment. For whatever reason, it's become like a really good environment for, like high-stakes romance. This show has elements of that, but at its core, this show is about inclusivity. It's about representation. It's about the people in this country and this medical system, this healthcare system, and how it's broken in so many ways, and ways that you can navigate it, and ways that you can like start looking at it from a different perspective. And I think we've been recognized and honored by the World Health Organization a couple times now, and we've won a couple humanitarian awards and vision awards and things that, because people are saying and seeing the difference. And what we're trying to say with our show is like, oh, we can do this better. We can do this differently. You know, you can do it differently as a patient, as an individual in this country. You can demand more. I don't want to get too self-aggrandizing about the show, but it's the only time I've ever seen a medical show take this platform and use it to do something. Not just tell like high stakes dramatic stories, but to like maybe affect some change. So that's what I think is different about our show. And I think people watch the show and instead of feeling like, whoa, I'm in some environment I don't understand, they're like, oh my God, I just went through that with my brother. Or I was just in the hospital with my dad and I was frustrated by that exact same thing. Or I struggle with that kind of mental health issue and no one has ever talked to me about it. I've never seen it on TV before and here it is on this show. So I think inclusivity and representation are just like the main sort of things with the show.
Good to know. Good to know that realistic view. I know you're from Canada. Did you watch the Winter Classic this past weekend here in frigid Minnesota?
I didn't. I'm aware, but I didn't.
I know. Well, as a Canadian, you understand being outside and just living it up like we did here in below zero temperatures at a hockey game, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Who cares about temperature? You know, you come prepared for that. There's more exciting things than how cold you are.
Exactly. Yeah. But you're rooting for you used to be a Canucks fan and now you're rooting for other teams?
Well, no, I'm a Canucks fan. I will always be. I'm a Vancouver boy. I don't follow hockey as much anymore. But when I got here to New York in season one, I was like, I'm going to go watch some Rangers games. And I got to say right now, the Rangers are a pretty exciting team. They're pretty fun to watch right now. I've been to a couple games recently and I was like, oh, there's some really great young talent on that team. It also is making me want to go back and reinvest in the Canucks because I get to go watch live games here. And that's, you know, how that feels.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like a hockey game. So, yeah, I think it's time for me to just double down on my hockey fanship. Period.
Well, Tyler, it has really been nice talking to you. We appreciate it. We'll be watching tonight because, of course, there isn't any hockey on. But we would be watching anyway today. Tonight, Talking About Revolution airs at 9 p.m. on NBC. We appreciate your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Happy New Year.
Coming up, we have traffic and weather and news with Steve Simpson and around the corner, sports with Mike Max. On News Talk 830 WCCO, I'm Vanita Sakar.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.